movie maven, Mr. Michael Jones. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I have no idea what a maven is, but I'll accept that. I'll accept that. Look, as we get closer to Christmas, we get more and more films about family. I've got a couple of films about family to talk about
today. Terrific. Very wholesome stuff. That's
very
good.
Very wholesome stuff. Well, we'll start with a film called Mrs. Lowry and Son. This one's starring Timothy Spall and Vanessa Redgrave. It's directed by a guy called Adrian Noble, who's been pretty much responsible for filmed adaptations of plays in the past, if you go to his IMDb profile. This film focuses on the relationship between acclaimed British artist Lawrence Stephen Lowry, played by Timothy Spall, and his infirm invalid mother, Elizabeth, played by Vanessa Redgrave. This was before Lowry became famous as an artist. It's set in the mid-1930s, this film. It's pretty much a two-hander, as 90% of the action takes place in Mrs. Lowry's bedroom, where Mrs. Lowry, in turn, tells her son how much she needs him and loves him and how she longs for their old life as middle-class people and what a marvellous dinner he's cooked, to then going on to berate him for not living up to her expectations. Having no artistic talent, being just like his no-good father, and painting images that nobody really actually wants to see.
A little bit of familial emotional abuse. That's, I'm sure, very appropriate for some people over the Christmas season. Yeah,
certainly, yes. Yeah, I'm sure that won't happen at all late on Christmas Day. A little bit about Lawrence Stephen Lowry. His paintings were described as naive. They usually depicted everyday scenes in Pendlebury, Lancashire at the time. A poor working class part of England where most people tended to earn their livings in factories or in the mines. So you get an idea of the sort of pictures that Lowry used to paint. Anyway, this movie could have been a prelude to a tragedy or perhaps even a murder if we didn't know that after his mother's death in 1939, Lowry went on to receive great acclaim for his work and ultimately refused many, many honours like a knighthood and an OBE, a CBE, all because mother wasn't still around to enjoy it. You get the feeling that, you know, he was just a little bit bitter about mother dying before he became famous. Anyway, this film feels very much like a stage play, but if you do enjoy two great actors, Redgrave and Spall, showcasing their craft with the browbeating, gaslighting and emotional blackmailing shoes, definitely being on the other foot this time, Mrs. Lowry and Son could be the film for you, as it does paint a portrait of a very dysfunctional relationship that somehow led to great works of art. But you probably don't want to go and see this film with Mum.
Not quite the... well, it's out for Christmas, not for Mother's Day, and we can probably see why. Good stuff, Michael. Now, a second film. This one, as I understand it, is pretty much tearing up some reviews. This is doing quite well for itself. Knives Out.
The Knives are out. Yes, and in some quarters, the Knives are out for this film as well. But I'll get on to why in a moment. This one stars Daniel Craig, Ana de Armas, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Tony Collette and Christopher Plummer, all-star ensemble
tremendous
cast.
Tremendous cast, yeah.
It's written and directed by Rian Johnson, whose films you might remember, The Last Jedi and Looper, being two of his more famous works.
Both of those I've seen, yes.
Yeah, look, on the surface, Knives Out is a whodunit. Acclaimed author Harlan Thrombey, played by Christopher Plummer, has been found dead the night after his 85th birthday party, which his immediate family all attended. Private detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig with a fairly questionable Louisiana accent, has been called in to investigate. Suspicion, of course, has fallen on Harlan's nurse, Marta, played by Ana de Armas, but Blanc's interviews soon reveal that just about every member of the Thrombey family is a potential suspect, and most of them are pretty horrible people, especially Ransom Drysdale, played by Chris Evans, Thrombey's spoiled grandson.
I quite like Daniel Craig, but I feel like there was a missed opportunity to have Don Johnson perhaps play the detective instead, reviving one of his earlier roles. Miami
Sonny
Vice.
Crockett.
Yeah, Sonny Crockett. great show that one.
Well, Don Johnson is pretty good in the role that he does have in this film, so I think you will like what he does. But Knives Out is actually more than just a remake of Clue or a poor man's Agatha Christie film updated to include the use of smartphone technology. Knives Out is actually, I would describe Knives Out as an allegory for the current United States, really. Mm. On the surface, we have, you know, a loving, friendly society, welcoming, with family at its heart, but dig a little deeper and everyone's really just out for themselves. Greed is good. Privileged white people, especially the male ones, though the female ones in this movie are actually pretty morally bankrupt too, will do anything to protect their position in society from outsiders, particularly those from south of the border or even south of the Mason-Dixon line. I mean, a running gag throughout this film is that nobody in the family, despite their so-called good intentions, knows or cares where Marta is actually from. This element of the film for me was by far the most interesting part of a ridiculously and probably deliberately convoluted process of working out actually who done it and why. Knives Out, it's social commentary and a black comedy that cuts much deeper than you would think.
Fabulous. Michael, thank you very much. Sounds tremendous. Thank you very much for letting us in.
Pleasure.